Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. It's Tuesday, so today's the day we take the topic we introduced yesterday and we try to see where it comes from in the Bible. Yesterday, I talked about what makes a good or a bad teacher, and what makes a really great teacher. And I talked about a great teacher being the one who wrote the book, the one who's teaching from their own authority, having said something new and original. That's the kind of thing that people saw in Jesus. Because here are some of the final words attached to the end of his Sermon on the Mount. When Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority, and not as their scribes. Now Jesus' teaching is still today, thousands of years on, considered widely around the world to be some of the most profound and innovative teaching the world has ever encountered. People even quote Jesus without knowing it sometimes. There are many lines from the Bible, and especially the Sermon on the Mount, that people quote as good moral teaching, that people have introduced into systems of law that come from Jesus himself without even realizing it. A friend of mine once proudly quoted to me, he said, "You know what, Abraham Lincoln once said, a house divided against itself cannot stand." And I kind of laughed a little bit and I said, "You know what, actually, Abe Lincoln was quoting Jesus." People don't even realize when they're quoting people quoting Jesus or quoting Jesus themselves. That's how much Jesus' teaching has impacted the world. There was something really special about Jesus' teaching that even his enemies noticed. I remember when I was doing a master's degree, I remember reading the grading structure. And it described, you know, here's what a C gets you and here's what a B is all about. I remember reading the description of an A plus. A plus is profound and creative with strong evidence of original thought. Now that was an extremely hard grade to receive at that school. An A plus meant you had come up with something that nobody else had ever come up with. Profound creativity. How often do you see that? It's extremely rare for somebody to come up with something completely original, completely unheard of, and that's not just new, but that's profound, that makes a difference, that changes people. That's the kind of teaching that people saw in Jesus, though. That's why they said, the crowd said, he teaches as one with authority, not like the scribes. Jesus didn't teach like others. He taught like he was the authority, like he'd written the book. He was teaching as if he was the source of all truth in this world. That's because he was. They didn't know it yet, but he was indeed the source of all truth in this world and all wisdom. God had come to earth in Jesus Christ. God had taken on flesh and was standing in front of them teaching as the authority, as the one who'd written the book. He's described as the Word of God. There's a lot of depth to that term, the Word of God. But at one level, it was describing him as truth, truth incarnate in the flesh, in the world, the source of all truth that runs through all of reality. That's what people saw in Jesus, because that is who he was. Well, I've got a question for you to consider, and I hope you'll share it with somebody else in your life and start a discussion group. Reflect on all that Jesus has been teaching through the Sermon on the Mount, through the last several months that we've been studying. What has amazed you about his teaching, and what has confused you? Well, have a great time discussing that with your discussion group. I'll see you tomorrow.